Hare Krishna, a question from Akeshua Das TKG. I've been studying Krishna Sangati while teaching 10th Canto in Melbourne and interested in the topography of Goloka Vrindavan. And his understanding was that Gokula is in the middle, surrounded by Vrindavan and then Svetadvipa on the outer perimeter. His question is, where is Mathura, Dwarka, and Ayodhya? Okay, well, let me give a short answer, and then let me give a longer answer. The short answer, and I remember doing research on this from Gopal Champu, and this was in Govardhan, Brahma Samhita, the commentaries, and other Bhagavatam. Goloka Vrindavan is the planet. The center of Goloka is called, well, here he refers to it as Gokula. You can call it Gokula. I think it's usually also called just Goloka. Radha and Krishna there are Aishwarya, married. Then there's Braj, which I conceived of as being to the right. Then Svetadvip, which is even further out, and as he says, towards the edge, but not necessarily encircling. And to the left is Mathura Dwarka, and as Sanatana Goswami describes, Krishna going to Mathura, and and then beyond that is another planet. When you ask him about where Ayodhya is, well, Ayodhya is a wholly different place. So that's the short answer. Now, not a long answer, but a little lengthier answer. This whole question of where is a bit confusing. It's confusing because it's limiting something that's unlimited. And let me give an example. It's just like when we do we ever ask, well, was Goloka, when was Goloka Vrindavan created? I mean, a devotee wouldn't ask that question. Why? Well, because he knows that there's no question of where when it comes to Krishna, Krishna's abode, Krishna's associates. They're eternal. That's what eternal means, that you're eternally existing. So we've got a similar situation with we've got a similar situation with space. The spiritual world is bound neither by time nor space, and of course neither is Krishna. It's not bound by time or space. So therefore, these considerations of where just, they don't even come up. Where is it? Well, they're everywhere. Braj is everywhere, Ayodhya is everywhere, they're eternal. Does that mean that they're on top of each other? Because they're everywhere, and you conceive of if two things are in the same place, then they're on top of each other. No, not at all. They're not everywhere in that sense. What sense? We don't have the sense to understand that sense because we're conditioned souls. Just like how does eternal present work when pastimes are coming and going, but they're eternally present, it's also mind-boggling. But still, that's how it takes place. So the idea of where in itself is not a... shouldn't be taken too seriously. It can be like I said it, It can be like Keshava said it, ultimately. It's everywhere. Yito nishingu, parato nishingu, yito, yito, yamitato nishingu. It's here, it's there, it's everywhere. The Dham, every aspect of the Dham, they're everywhere. So, yes, during that configuration, but for us to develop faith, to have a conception of something, because we need things explained to us in that way, therefore Shastra and Acharyas give us these kind of descriptions, so we get an idea, well, where is this and where is that? But it's such a different phenomena, such a different thing. Really good example is, for instance, that of Gop Kumar, who is, for instance, when he's advised to go from Vaikuntha to Ayodhya, he just starts to walk. Well, what does that mean? I was walking. Usually we have this conception on the cover of the Bhagavatam, we've got all these planets. You don't just sort of walk from one planet to another, you don't walk in the space in between. And in his description, it just seems that he's going from one place to another. He's not walking through space, like we have that picture of Narada Muni walking through space. He's not walking through space, at least there's no such description. He's just walking and things transform. And the same thing happens when he goes from Ayodhya to Dwarka. He just starts walking and directions and things transform. So, the Dham is more, or at least access to the Dham and understanding the Dham is really a question of consciousness, and it is based on consciousness and how conscious we are. Then we can see the Dham where we are. Premanjana Charita Bhakti Vilochanina. We can see the Dham where we are present. So, very, very wonderful concept, and something for us to always keep in mind when we say when, where, how, and we're getting answers to these questions. Those questions are in order to facilitate our conditioned mind to understand things. And this is in case of Krishna consciousness, in the case of other faiths, you know, seeing Christianity, or at least even in the secular world, I was always sort of led to understand that heaven is up, and everyone would look up to heaven. But why is heaven up? Why is heaven everywhere? So that's the longer version, and Hare Krishna for today.